Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Greater is in You Radio with me, Bishop Lawrence F. Wright of Greater Harvest Church International and Greater is in You LLC. Well, we have an awesome show for you this morning. This morning's show, we're going to talk about how do you please God? Do you know how to please God? Most people don't. And so, you know, how do the children of God please Him? Do you even know how to please God, the creator of the universe? What is entitled or what is entailed in carrying out such a task of pleasing God? How do we even go about doing it? You know, and it's have you ever thought about that? I know I have. And it's something that we need to investigate and look into. Amen. So we're going to get started. But before we do, I want to open up with a word of prayer. And we'll take it from there. Amen? Amen. My God and Heavenly Father, right now in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, we want to thank you for today. We want to thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy over our lives. Thank you for blessing us and watching over us and taking care of us, Father, in every way, every day, God. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today being a good day. Even though it's rain outside, we can have sunshine in our souls. Father, thank you that I may decrease and that your word would increase and that all that hear the word that I have to share, which is your word, that they would be blessed and that it encourages and motivates them to excellence. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, like I said, pleasing God Almighty. How do we do that? What is entailed in that? Let us first turn to Matthew chapter 27 and in verse 20. Now, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. So the verbiage is a little bit up to date, but you'll get the gist of it, okay? And this is Jesus speaking. And he's speaking to the disciples in regards to there was a man that had a son that was possessed by demons, or by a demon, excuse me, singular. And the man first had taken the child to the disciples to cast out the demon, and they couldn't do it. So then the man then brought the child to Jesus. And this is where we pick up in verse 20, and Jesus says to the disciples, "You don't have enough faith." Jesus told them, "I tell you the truth, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would be moved. Nothing would be impossible." Now, that's a great, mighty statement that he made. He said, "You don't have enough faith." One translation says, "Oh, ye of little faith, I tell you the truth, if you just had the faith of a mustard seed." Now, I have a question for you. When does a seed have faith? I know I just threw a loop. I just threw a loop right at you. But that's the truth. Does a seed have faith? No. A seed is designed to do what it's supposed to do, which is to produce and to yield and bring forth what it was made to bring forth. Well, guess what? We have that same design in us. God is telling us, Jesus is telling us, you don't have enough faith. If you just had the faith of the mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds, the mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds. You can say to this mountain, and he was talking about the mountain over there where they were at in Galilee, he pointed at it, and you would say to this mountain, be moved from here to there. Nothing would be impossible. In some other translations or texts, it says, nothing is impossible with God because of your faith. Because of your faith. Isn't that something? Turn to Mark chapter 4, verse 41. I want to drive this home to you because I think it's something that we should understand what Jesus is saying. If it's all about faith, it's all about, brothers and sisters. I want to read this little bit to you. Mark chapter 4 and in verse 35. And Jesus, and it says, as evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross over to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in a boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we are going down? We're going to drown. We're going to drown." When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked him, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" You still ain't got no faith. You done seen me do all of this stuff. I done turned water into wine. I done walked on water. I've healed the sick. I've made the blind see. I've caused the deaf to hear. And you still have no faith. Verse 41, the disciples were absolutely terrified, saying to themselves among one another, "Who is this man?" They asked each other, "Even the wind and the waves obey him." Good God Almighty. Look at there. We have more power than we think we do. And with that said, I'm going to go to a quick music break, and I'll be back afterwards. Thank you. Because they were on the boat and they thought the waves were going to kill them and they were going to drown. And Christ rebuked them. Once again, why are you afraid? He said, you still have no faith. You still have no faith. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And we will find out the rest of this story. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And I read, faith is the confidence. Now, remember, I'm reading in the New Living Translation. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. Gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation through faith. It is faith that does this thing. How do you please God? That is the question of the day. How do we please God? Let me read this again to you. And I'm reading again from the New Living Translation. Faith is the confidence that we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance, things we cannot see. About the things we cannot see. Turn to Romans chapter 4 and in verse 17. I know I bounce around a lot, but I'm one of those types of ministers. I want to take you to the word so that you can see for yourself that you're not taking my word for it, but you're reading it for yourself. Amen? Now, in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, and it says, this is what scripture means when God told him, told who? We're talking about Abraham. I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed. Abraham believed in God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. Listen to that again. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and creates new things out of nothing. Let's go to Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. And I read, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege, where we now stand and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Isn't that beautiful? It's faith. Faith is what makes this whole thing happen. And if you don't believe me, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Let's go back to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 5. And I read, it was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who, here we go, who pleased God. And it is impossible to please God without faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. So, how do you please God? You please God by your faith in him. Please God, and we are able to perform the impossible because it's by faith. We have our faith in God. Let me read that to you one more time. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe, number one, that God exists. So if you are an atheist and you wonder why your life isn't doing what it's supposed to do, you don't believe, an atheist is someone that doesn't believe that there is a God. You first have to believe. That's how you please God. It's not the things, an atheist's life is not going to be successful. I mean, Ted Turner is the biggest atheist on earth, I believe. But is he pleasing God? No. Why? Because he believes in himself and not in God. He believes that God does not exist. Here in Hebrews, it says it is impossible to please God without faith. And anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. That's the key. That is the key to all of this. We have to believe. We have to believe, and we have to believe that God exists. So, was it that the disciples did not believe that God exists? Were they so caught up in their minds of reading scripture and seeing so much failure around them that they did not believe that God exists, when in actuality, God was literally in front of them? Because it says, the word of God says that his word became flesh and dwelt among men, speaking about Jesus Christ. That was God with them. He was showing them a new and different and better way. Is it because they did not believe that God exists? That's why he said, you're still without no faith. Oh, you of little faith, you still are without faith. How much do you believe that God exists? And are you sincerely seeking him to receive the rewards from him? That's the question. Because how we please God is through believing in him and believing that he exists. My God, my God. Well, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, NFL fans around the world, I want to thank you in these last couple of minutes for coming on Greater is in You Radio with me, Bishop Lawrence F. Wright. When you get an opportunity, I want you to go over to www.greaterisinyou.us. Check out our website. If you're blessed by what we're doing, we would love for you to give us a donation. It doesn't matter if it's a dollar or a million. We'll take it all. It opens up the door for us to continue to do the things that we do here on air, online, and in our seminars and our workshops and our conferences that we are planning this year. And we got a great year planned. We got a great year lined up from Greater Is In You Radio, Elevate video show on YouTube, and doing some great and awesome things on Periscope and on Blab TV. And we're literally all over the place wanting to get the message of Jesus Christ out, wanting to get the message of God's word out. Amen. So if you get an opportunity, hook up with us. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/greaterisinyou. You can also follow us on Twitter at Bishop Lawrence F. Wright, L.F. Wright, at Bishop L.F. Wright. Hit us up on Instagram, Greater Is In You. And better yet, just Google us. We're we're everywhere. But God bless you. Thank you so much for coming online and listening to us. I'm getting ready to get out of here. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. Check me out on Periscope on Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 7:45 Monday through Friday for the morning warm-up. We got a lot planned for you to get going in the right direction. In the meantime, in between time, number one, seek God sincerely. Look for those rewards from him. Do you believe that God exists? And if you do, keep and have the faith. Because God is going to bless you. Just keep and have the faith. And in the process, you'll be pleasing God. Amen? Amen. Well, God bless you. I love you. Have an awesome, awesome day.
I'm in my gold chain. Rip it, my God.
Amen.
Pops and J's. Rip it, my God. Fresh new swag. Rip it, my God.
Who said I couldn't be fly? Rip it, my God.
Everybody put those hands up, y'all say, everybody, my God.
Bigger things, yeah, I want it. If I said I don't, then I'd be frontin' it. You told me that I can have it. As long as I don't forget the of this life,
wow.
I must live right.
Wow.
He trusts me too, I can.
Love
you. So I gotta prove.
Wow.
So the beat may change, but the message stay the same. Drew me to be cool.
Try.
where my heart stands. Well, God's got to be true.
Get it in with my friends and we in tears. J2, K Joe, Kiki, shit. Yeah.
No.